Home.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
And you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Brad Coleman alongside me. I'm Matt Sharp here at Lion Arena on the campus of Searcy High School. And Craig and Partee, our producer, back at the studio. We're also glad you're joining us on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube for this game between Mountain Home and Benton here in the girls' first round of the Class 5A State Tournament. Take a look at the starting lines. First off, for the Lady Bombers in their road blues, coached by Del Baird. They'll be going with Parker Husky, a 5'8 senior. She'll be joined by three juniors, Anna McCarn at 6'4, Lakin Moore at 6', and Whitten Coleman at 5'7. And rounding out the starting lineup is Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Benton in their home whites, coached by Jerry Chumley. They've got two seniors in the starting lineup, Ashley Wallace at 5'10 and Brindley Barbary at 5'7. They'll be joined by two juniors, Emma Welch at 5'5 and McCartney Asher at 5'10. And rounding out the starting lineup is Kayla Elrod, a 5'8 sophomore. The Mavs home out on the floor. Now they're joined by Ben, whereas we're getting ready to have the opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass.
Let's go.
It will be Anna McCarn jumping center for Mountain Home and for Benton.
So, Matt, I'm doing my part. I haven't wore this outfit. I wore it for Nettleton at home and Greenbrier at home. I've been saving it for state tournament. For the next 3 days, you're going to see me in this outfit.
Okay. And for Benton, it was Carney Asher jumping center. The tip is won by the Lady Bombers as they're moving left to right. I'm sorry, right to left here in the first half. We actually switched sides on the here at our table. Here is McCarn giving it to Husky on the right side.
Now, who's going to have the height advantage the Lady Bombers are with McCarn?
Now, Yonkers has it. She dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper. No good. A fight for the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. It will be a Benton's ball in possession arrow.
Okay, we'll give up a jump ball right there on the rebound.
Not a bad look to the basket. Nope. Just didn't fall.
Yeah, good for Jayla to come up and hit that.
Inbound pass goes to Elrod as Mountain Home's going with the zone press. Now, ball goes over to Wallace. Now they do get it into the front court. Welch with it. She'll give it over on the right side to Elrod. Elrod's going to dribble to the lane, go up for the layup. No good. The rebound's controlled by McCarn.
Now should have the rebounding advantage with McCarn down low.
Here is Yonkers with it. Dribbles the elbow. Her pass is knocked away, and Mountain Home is going to turn over. It was knocked away and then went off the body of Parker Husky and out of bounds on the far sideline. It will be Welch inbounding the ball to Elrod. Now over to Wallace. Back to Elrod. Mountain Home going with his own press again. Ball is knocked away in the front court, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Here is the Yonkers with it up top.
Man-to-man. Ben's in a man-to-man.
She'll give it to Moore. Moore has it now between the circles. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going up for the runner. Will's way too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Wallace. Elrod will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Panthers. She's going to dribble to the low block. putting up the fadeaway. Good, and Benton strikes first.
Yeah, she's able to get her feet down into the lane right there.
Kel Elrod with her first 2 points of the day. 2-0, Benton leading it. 6:22 left in the first quarter. Husky with it, gives it to Moore. She's going to try to answer with a three-pointer on the left side. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Asher. Asher walks the ball across the timeline. Ball goes over on the left side to Welch. Down to Elrod near the corner. She'll throw it out to Barbary. Now over to Welch. On the right side, it goes to Asher. Back to Welch. Over to Elrod. She has it near the top. Over on the right side to Ashler. Asher. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Asher's going to drill to the free throw line. She's going into lane, going up for the layup. They're going to call her for the travel. They waited a while to make the calls. Didn't know if they're going to call a travel or call a foul.
Yeah, what they did, both officials blew their whistle. I think they both had walk, but the official here pointed down to the one. So you have zones as an official that you're watching. If you see a call that you have to call, you call it. But he let the official in the zone make that call.
Coleman with it. She's going to give it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the elbow. Now gives it to Husky. She dribbles into the paint. Throws over to Coleman on the right side. Coleman's going to dribble into the lane, and she'll be fouled from behind. 5:32 left to play in the first quarter as that foul is on McCartney Asher, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Panthers.
I know there's a lot of nerves out on that basketball court. You can tell by the Lady Bombers. Once we settle in, we've been able to get some good shots so far, look at the rim, and see if we can't get some of these to fall.
Inbound pass goes to McCartney on the low block. She'll throw it out to Husky on the left wing.
Shoot it.
She fakes out her defender, dribbles it towards the lane, goes and gives it to McCarn. Over to Moore in the right corner. She's going to drill toward the low block, throws it to McCarn. She's going to put up the jumper. Shot was blocked, and Wallace comes up with the ball. 5:13, let's play in the first quarter. Sorry.
A little bit too much passing there for the Lady Bombers inside that lane. Somebody's got to hit that little jump shot.
Benton with the ball leading 2-0. Welch gives it to Asher. Now finds a cutting Elrod into the lane for the layup. Good.
Nice little backdoor cut. That's the staple of Benton's offense. They like to get that backdoor cut.
Elrod with all four of the points scored in this game so far. 4-0, the Lady Panthers up. Here is Coleman with it on the right side. Gives it to Husky there on the wing. To McCarn. Back to Husky. She's going to drill to the low block. Out to Moore. Moore's going to dribble towards the low block. Gives it to Husky in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball's going to sail out of bounds on the far sideline, and Ben's going to get back with 4:29 left in the first quarter.
Once again, a great look. Got both feet in the paint. Nice kick out there to Parker. A little nerves right now. Once these shots start falling, I think they're going to come. Points are going to come in a hurry for the Lady Bombers.
4-0, Benton with the ball and the lead. Here's Welch with it. She'll set up the offense. Now Tomlin a man. And travel's going to be called on Welch, and so it's going to be, I believe, third turnover against Benton. 4:17 left in the opening period as Mount Tom gets it back, still looking for their first basket of the day. Coleman inbounds it to Husky, and Husky will walk it across the timeline. Throws over to Moore on the right side. Moore's going to dribble to the elbow. Throws up top to Coleman. Over the left side to Husky. I think it was actually intended for Yonker, but she was cutting. Ball goes to McCarn. Over to Yonkers on the right side. Yonkers dribbles into the lane. She's going to go in for the layup. Good, and Mount Holmes on the board.
That's what we needed. See one go down.
Jaylee Yonkers with her first 2 points of the day. 4-2, Lady Panthers up. 3:52 left to play in the first quarter. Wallace with it. She will throw it to Elrod. Into the front court. It goes to Barbary. Now up top to Welch, who has set up the offense. Welch dribbles to the left wing. Gives it up top to Elrod. Over on the right side to Barbary. Tries to throw it to Wallace at the elbow. She mishandles the pass, and McCarn comes up with the steal. Here's Yonkers with it back the other way. She's going to go in for the runner. Call on the floor. First, I was wondering if they're going to call it travel.
He has a Euro step. Good Euro step by Jayla. Kind of looked like she was going in. Stepped over, and nice way to get around it. So, hey, once again, we did this during the boys' game. If you're watching the Lady Bombers on BSN or listening to us, give us a shout-out where you're watching. Send us a text, and we'll try to let everybody know where you're watching from.
That foul was on Barbary. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Ben. Ball goes to McCarn. She finds Coleman cutting into the lane. She can't get the layup, and the rebound is controlled by Elrod. And then she's tied up. Mount Tom's going to get back on the possession arrow.
Yeah, good job, Parker Husky, digging her nose in right there. And getting her hands on the ball and being able to grab it. So,
Lexi Duck checking in for Benton, replacing, I believe that was Elrod she came in for. Duck, a 6'2 junior, and now a call away, foul away from the ball, looks like. Or they, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got Anna McCarn trying to clear out there just a little bit.
So that's McCarn's first personal foul, first team foul against the Lady Bombers. A little over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Benton leading 4-2. Ball goes to Wallace. It's bound home. Going with the zone press. Over to Welch. Now to Barbary. Into the front court. It goes to Duck. Duck dribbles near the elbow. Throws it to Wallace at the free throw line. She's going into the lane. Has the ball knocked away. It goes off her foot and out of bounds. And Mount Tom's going to get it back on the Benton. It's already six turnovers.
Six turnover of the night right there for Benton. Lady Bombers are doing what they need to do on the defensive side. Like I said, like the matchup on the defensive side, but we just got to get the basket to fall.
Libby Foster shaking in for Mount Tom, replacing Anna McCarn. Foster's a 6 foot sophomore. Here's Moore with it on the right side. Thought about three instead. She'll throw it to Husky. Back to Moore. She is going to pull up for the three. For the lead. Won't go. Fossas gets the offensive rebound. And she will throw it to Yonkers. Yonkers will give it to Husky on the right wing. She's going to drill to the corner. That goes to, gives it to Moore. She will have the ball knocked away, and Wallace comes up with the steal.
Yeah, she was trying to make that pass down low to Livy. The pass was there and open, but you know, Lakin probably needs to pull that three, or Parker needs to pull that three.
Here is Asher with it on the right side. She'll throw it on the left side to Barbary. I'm sorry, to Duck. Down to Wallace on the low block. Wallace is going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and falls in. Ashley Wallace with her first 2 points of the day. 6-2, Benton leading at 1:53 left in the first quarter.
2 points for the Lady Bombers so far in this quarter. See if we can finish strong this last minute 50.
Husky pulls up for the three in the right corner. No good. Offensive rebound. Well, I said that just as I said. Foster's lost the handle of it. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Benton's ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, it's just nerves right now. You know, everything's sped up, Matt. Everything's kind of fast. And for the Lady Bombers, that ball's right there in their hands, and they want to grab it, and they try to grab it too fast, and they lose it. And we just need to take a deep breath, realize it's just basketball, and settle in. Like I said, I feel pretty good about the shots that we're getting.
Inbound pass to Ben. Now ball goes into the front court to Duck. She's back the other way for the layup. It rolls around, and hangs on the rim, and falls in.
Yeah, just a missed assignment there for the Lady Bombers.
By the way, Elrock checked back in, and so did Cameron Kulkledge come in for the first time for Benton. Ball goes to Moore in the paint. She's going to have the ball knocked away, and a foul's going to be called, looks like, on the Lady Panthers with 1:19 left in the first quarter. See what they can. They're going to get Kel Elrod, her first personal foul, 13 foul against Benton. 1:19 left to play in the first quarter. It is an 8-2 Benton advantage. Husky will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets up top to Yonkers. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Kulkledge. Duck with it into the front court. I'm sorry, actually, that was Asher. Asher will give it up top to Duck. Over on the right side to Kulkledge. To Wallace at the right elbow. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper. Rolls around. Won't go. The rebound is controlled by Fossness. To Coleman. Ball goes into the front court to Yonkers on the right side.
Don't you dare call my daughter that name. I'm just kidding.
Well, she was kind of bent down like Fossness would for a That's rebound. Right. And the jumper by Mount Home wouldn't go. Benton gets the rebound. Boy, I didn't think Mount Home would be held to just 2 points at this point.
No, I mean, we're getting good looks. They're just not falling for the Lady Bombers. We just got to keep getting defenses, playing defense. We got six turnovers. We just need to turn some of these into some points.
Kulkledge has the ball knocked away. Almost another turnover, but Duck is there to secure it. About 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Asher with it. She's going to drill to the low block for the jumper. It goes in. McCartney Asher with her first 2 points. It's a 10-2 lead for Benton. Down to 6 seconds. Here is Husky with it. She's going to give it to Moore on the right side. She's going to get. Is she going to get a shot off? They're going to count us.
Whoa! That's what we needed. Benton's fans and Benton's coaches beside themselves. I agree with Benton.
I think they might have a case. Yeah,
but we'll take the 2 points.
So, but that is Lakin Moore's first basket of the day, and so we have come to the end of the first quarter. We've got our first 8 minutes from the books. It is a Benton leading Mountain Home 10-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Calling all small businesses, it's time to elevate your banking strategy with the help of FNBC's Business Deposit Solutions. We can help you streamline your cash flow, manage payments, and optimize your financial operations. We have the tools you need: ACH origination, online and mobile banking, positive pay, and more. Stop by any of our 14